Blog Talk Radio.
This is NLPI Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Spiritual Connect with Akshay on NLPI Radio. It's a pleasure to be here with all of you and discuss about spirituality and a few healing techniques or spiritual healing techniques which are known to the world and especially India. So that is what we are going to do today. First, we will know about what exactly spirituality is. We will start to discuss about what spirituality is, how it affects you, and what exactly it means to be a spiritual person, how to achieve spirituality. Then we'll go on to discuss some healing techniques in spirituality, like NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Then we'll go on to past life regressions, and then finally we'll have a shamanic meditation as well, and I'll tell you about shamanism also. So that's what is planned for today, and we'll just start with what spirituality is. And so here we go. So spirituality, it does not mean it's not a practice, but it's a certain way of being. And to get there are many things to do. This is like a garden in your house, the soil, sunlight, or stem of a plant is in a certain way, it won't yield flowers. You have to do something. You have to take care of those things. So if you cultivate your body, mind, emotions, and energies to a certain level of maturity, something else blossoms with you. That is what spirituality is. When your rationale is immature, it doubts everything. And when your rationale matures, it sees everything in a completely different light. Whenever any human being experiences something bigger than himself, the traditional way of looking at this is, this is God. The whole idea of God is just that, anything bigger than you. It could be a human being or an experience or some aspect of nature. But is this spiritual? No, this is just life. And when I say just life, I'm not trying to dismiss it as a small thing or something useless. It is the greatest thing, and only when life becomes an overwhelming, powerful, blissful experience for you, you want to know what could have created this. So if you want to know the process or the source of creation, the most intimate part of creation for you is your own body, isn't it? There is a captive creator here, trapped within you. You shouldn't miss him here. If you don't miss him here, if you know the source of creation within you, you are spiritual. Spiritual or spirituality is actually knowing your spirit's actuality. what actually the spirit is. And when you know that your spirit is you, you know its actual depth of knowledge and whatever it holds, then you become spiritual. So many people come to me and they say, we believe in God, so we are spiritual, and the people who don't believe in God are non-spiritual. I don't think so. An atheist cannot be spiritual. I agree on that. But you must understand that even a person who believes in God cannot be spiritual. Because an atheist or a person who believes in God is not, they're not different. One believes that there is God and the other believes that there is no God. And they are both believing in something that they don't know. You're not sincere enough to admit that you don't know. That's your problem. So the people who believe and the atheists are not different. They are the same people putting up an act of being different. A spiritual seeker is neither a believer nor an atheist. He has realized that he does not know, so he is seeking. The moment you believe something, you become blind to everything else. The whole conflict on the planet is not between good and evil as they are trying to project it. It's always one man's belief versus another man's belief. The need for belief is more psychological than spiritual. You want to cling to something, you want to feel secure, you want to feel like you know it all. That is coming from a very immature mind. What is the problem if you don't know anything about this existence? You actually don't know anything. It's beautiful. And you see how you make yourself beautiful and joyful within yourself, which is within your hands. So it's all a path for you, and you just have to walk on this path. Don't be blinded, and you have to experience each and everything that is around. So what is the spiritual experience? Let me explain this now. So going to the ocean or the mountain and seeking an experience may be beautiful. You must enjoy the world the way it is. But you must understand, the fish in the ocean do not think that it's a spiritual experience. Nor does the mountain goat think that the mountain is a spiritual experience. Because they are there all the time. So, if you bring them back to the city, they might think, okay, this is something different, and this is a spiritual experience for them. It is breaking the barrier within you. Something broke within you. You were in a shell. This broke and became a bigger shell. What I'm saying is, if you get used to this bigger shell, it feels the same way as the previous one. So if you want to become boundless and you're trying to attempt it through physicality, you're essentially trying to go towards boundlessness in installments. Can you count 1, 2, 3, 4 and one day count to infinity? You will only become endless counting. That's not the way. Through physical means, you can never reach towards boundless nature. Every human being is looking to become boundless. If you give him whatever he wants, for 3 days, he's okay. The fourth day, he's looking for something else. Somebody may label it as greed. I just say, this is life process in the wrong direction. If you want to know boundless nature, you must experience. You must perceive something which is beyond the physical. Something you might have touched when you jumped into the ocean, when you saw a mountain, when you sang a song, or when you danced, when you closed your eyes. In so many ways, it could have happened to an individual. You touched it, but now the question is of sustainability. So that's what spirituality is, in short. We need to know that we as souls or the spirits are boundless. We try to constrict ourselves in our body and then experience each and everything with our body. But the best way is knowing your soul and experiencing it with your soul. If you start experiencing each and everything with your soul and you come to know that, okay, this is a spiritual experience for the soul, you will soon become a very great spiritual being. You know your soul, you get to know it more, and you get to know how exactly it works, what it likes, what it dislikes, what powers it has. You can do wonders when you're spiritual. So that is the reason you need to know what your soul is. The soul, the infinite being living in your body, the real you. That is spirituality for you. When you know what exactly you are, when you know exactly how things are going to be for you in the near future, because your soul tells you how they are, and you make up your mind, okay, this is going to be there and I'm ready to experience this new thing. You accept the good and the bad as a part of life. You enjoy each part of life. You enjoy each part as a new experience. That is spirituality. So now, when you know that what spiritual energies you possess, what powers you have, you might want to experience using those powers. And some people, they gain or inherit these powers since birth because they might have done some good karma, or they might have done something good, or meditated a lot. So they have this power in them since birth. And they want to use this power towards the betterment of the people. I'm talking about most of the real spiritual people who use their powers for the betterment of people. So, this use of spiritual powers for the betterment of people is called spiritual healing. And that is what we are going to discuss about when we come back from the short break. So, we'll discuss about Reiki, NLP, and past life regression when we come back from this short break. So stay tuned. Cheers. We'll be right back.
This is NLPI Radio.
Welcome to the Ghostly Grimoire Paranormal Chat Show, Monday nights with Sherry on NLPI Radio. Tune in for spooky chats on investigating paranormal in pop culture, ghouls, ghosts, myths, legends. Mondays at 9, be there or be scared.
You can find us here in the studio live on Block Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, this is Akshay all the way from India, and we would be discussing about spirituality, meditations, and a lot of other exciting stuff related to spirituality. Connect with me on Spiritual Connect with Akshay every Thursday only on NLPI Radio.
Gokul and guests for live chats about the paranormal, ghost stories, UFOs, conspiracy theories, ancient alien technology, exposing the frauds, and local urban legends. Join me on Friday night, 9 p.m. on NLPI Radio.
Welcome back, and I hope you all are ready to know more about the spiritual healing techniques that we are going to discuss today. So, I have listed a few healing techniques that I personally know and I have come across in my life. So, one of them is NLP. That is neuro-linguistic programming, and it was created by Richard Bandler and John Grinder in California in the 1970s, and it's a connection between the neurological process and language. So what we do in NLP is, the person sits and just listens to his own body. The NLP practitioner tells or guides him how exactly he needs to talk to his own mind, how he needs to train his own mind, how exactly to change the patterns in the mind to bring about changes in life, because everything is in the mind. All the diseases, all the tensions, the good, the bad, each and everything is in the mind, and your mind can create things which you can't even imagine. So when we change the pattern of the mind, and your mind starts to think in a particular way, of course you're going to see changes in your life. So that is how NLP works. The neuro-linguistic programming touches those neurological patterns in your mind which are creating a problem. And the sound or the words that you tell your mind change this pattern for your own good, and you can get whatever you want. Oh, there's a secret. You can get exactly whatever you want. Just because you have your mind with you, and your mind can create a lot of things. So that's NLP for you. And a regular NLP session takes approximately 10 to 15 minutes, not more than that. But for the first time when you do an NLP session, I would recommend that you need an NLP practitioner who knows how to handle things to be there with you. So this was all about neuro-linguistic programming or NLP. The other part, which is past life regression, and I myself being a past life regression therapist, I have been in various past lives, and I know how great it feels to see yourself in your past life. So what is past life regression? Past life regression is a technique that uses hypnosis to recover what practitioners believe are memories of past lives or incarnations. Past life regression is a spiritual experience, because you haven't experienced that before. So it's a spiritual experience for you. You haven't been into a past life regression before. That's a new spiritual experience. Each and every time you go into a past life, your soul shows you various lives that you have come from, and that from where the life patterns are seen. All that is again a new experience. So how does past life regression take place, and how it exactly helps us? So past life regression is conducted by a past life regression therapist. The therapist will take the person into deep trance using induction techniques. There are various techniques, like you slowly relax the body and take him into the past life. Then there's rapid induction, element technique, and a lot of techniques. And your mind goes to that past life when in trance. It is your mind or your soul remembers each and every past life, has the knowledge about each and everything. So when you're in a trance, the past life regression therapist has taken you into a trance, and he's guiding you towards your past life. He will tell you that, okay, you go into the white light and you will be now seeing the past life. And people actually see their past life. I have had people see past lives and validate it later on in their life. I'll tell you one interesting story, but I'll just complete about the past life progression and how it is done before that. So past life progression is done with the help of a PLR therapist. You go into the subconscious mind, you tap into the subconscious of the mind. It shows you your past life. And then you see a pattern from your past life repeating into this life. Because the soul has a bad habit of clinging on to a few things which it really likes. Maybe it likes to be poor, just because when it was rich, people looted him and, you know, killed him for the money. So he's afraid of being rich and he thinks it's good if I remain poor. And when he comes into the next life, all he remembers is, I should remain poor to be safe in this life. And then the subconscious mind sabotages all your efforts of being rich in this life. So past life regression will tap into this subconscious mind of yours. It will tell how exactly things happen in your past life and how they are affecting in this life, and how there's no connection between the two. So the subconscious is made to understand that these two lives are different. Nothing what happened in your past life is going to happen again. So it is perfectly fine to leave those memories back in that past life and come back fresh into this life. So the soul comes back, stops to sabotage that, okay, I understand that if I become rich in this life, I might not get killed like in my previous life, because this life and the previous life have no connection. And then you see changes in your current life. I personally have seen a tremendous change in my sister. She was afraid of knives. Even point a butter knife at her and she would scream. Point a pointed knife, she would run away. She was that scared. So then we took her into past life. We saw that she was killed with a dagger. She was a person in war, killed her with a dagger right in her chest. So whenever somebody showed her a knife, the past life or the subconscious mind triggered, this is the dagger, it's going to kill you, it's a danger to your life. And she used to scream, she used to feel terrified with that. So when we made her realize that, okay, this is something different, this is not the same past life, or this life is different from your past life, the soul understood, okay, nothing is going to happen to me in this life if I use the fork, if I use the knife, if somebody points a knife at me, I'm not going to get scared because of that. And then she went on to learn bakery and confectionery, where she had to yield the knife and bake things and chop things. for making cakes and other things. So she started using the knife. She was scared of the knife before the regression, and then today she uses the knife to bake cakes and in her day-to-day life. So those kind of changes are seen. About the validations, I personally have seen a lot of things, and I have validated a lot of cases. Some things which a person told, minute details, like the air ticket number of the flight, the name of the passenger, the air ticket number, or the flight which crashed and the person died in the previous flight. If we go ahead, contact the airline, and we confirm, we get the same details. So that's something which validates that yes, there is something as past life. And we all come through past lives. And to remove the effects of the past life, we have the past life regression therapy. One interesting part is next week I will be calling over my mother, who is a past life regression therapist for approximately 6 to 7 years now. She has handled more than 500 cases of past life regression. So we'll be having a word with her and getting to know more about past life regression, how it's done, how it helps the people, and listen to a few cases. But that's for the next week. The segment which remains for this week is shamanism. So we'll be talking about shamanism and all of what shamanism is, how it affects, and we'll also try and fit in a short shamanic meditation for you. But we'll do it after this small break. So don't go anywhere and stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
everyone, this is Akshay, all the way from India, and we would be discussing about spirituality, meditations, and a lot of other exciting stuff related to spirituality. Connect with me on Spiritual Connect with Akshay every Thursday, only on NLPI Radio.
Each and every Friday, the Friday Night Paranormal Show is back. Join me, Nikki Gokul, and guests for live chats about the paranormal. Ghost stories. UFOs. Conspiracy theories. Ancient alien technology. Exposing the frauds. And local urban legends. Join me on Friday night, 9 p.m. on NLPI Radio.
Welcome back. Now, we'll discuss about shamanism. Shamanism is something that I have had fondness for a long time. And it's a very ancient technique, and I think it goes way beyond BC era. You know, the Red Indians practice it, the Africans practice it, the tribals in the African region practice it. So what shamanism is about connecting with the spirits, the nature around you, and then getting things done. That's shamanism for me. So it involves a practitioner who reaches an altered state of mind, and he will perceive and interact with the spirit world and channel these transcendental energies into this world. So a shaman, who is a shamanic practitioner, is called a shaman. He's a person regarded as having access. And he has the access to and influence in the world of benevolent and malevolent spirits, who typically enters into a state during a ritual, and he practices divination and healings for the people or the tribe around him. So there are various types of shamans. There are shamans in the Red Indian tribes, the African shamans, the Russian shamans, and there are a lot of shamans all around the world. One of my guides is a shaman, and let me tell you, he is one hell of a person. The shamans are real powerful. You tell them something, and when they say, it happens. They are that powerful. Shamanic music is basically drums, water, flute. It's all based on nature. A shaman is a very down-to-earth person. He's a healer. He heals people. Shamans are known to heal people of anything. Today, when anything happens in the remote villages of Africa or in the dense forests and the Amazon, these people have their shamans in their tribe. these are the healers. They communicate with nature, and then they heal the people. So shamanism is all about connecting with nature, the spirits, your own self, and then bringing about a change in the energies around you. Let me tell you, shamanism is real, real powerful technique. I would like all of you to experience a bit of shamanism today. So we'll just go and have a short shamanic music meditation now. I hope you all are ready. And it will be good if you have your headphones on. If you want, you can light a candle, incense, which you use for regular meditations. It will help. And here we start with a shamanic music. Oh, that was a great meditation we all had. Feeling all refreshed, coming out of the trance. Oh, everybody is relaxed. And I think you're going to have a great night's sleep after such a meditation. I would. It was so great. And shamanic music always makes me feel so calm and peaceful inside. It makes me connect with the nature. And I feel really good when I do a shamanic meditation. So that is what we had for you this week on Spiritual Connect with Akshay. And in the next week, we have a guest, Madhavi Sayakar, who is my mother. And she will be telling us more about past life regression therapy. And she's a PLR therapist for the past 6 or 7 years. And she is also a NLP practitioner. So we'll learn more about NLP and past life regression from her. We'll know more about the cases and the fun facts. But I'm not sure if she would be there to take your questions. So if you have any questions, what you can do is you can go to the NLPI radio page, send in a message or post your questions on the page, and we'll make sure that your questions are answered. Or another thing that you can do is that when we make this event of Spiritual Connect with Akshay, you can join in, post your comments or post your questions over there, and we'll make sure that your questions are answered. So that is all from me. I'm Akshay Sayakar from India, and I hope you have a great day ahead. Have a great night, sleep well, and meditate regularly. Be spiritual. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Stephen Collier and Paul Rook.
We are calling in from the NLPI radio substation from outer space. We are asking you to come and join us to listen to our very special show on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. You can find us here in the studio live on Block Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, this is Akshay, all the way from India, and we will be discussing about spirituality, meditations, and a lot of other exciting stuff related to spirituality. Connect with me on Spiritual Connect with Akshay every Thursday only on NLPI Radio.
Friday, the Friday Night Paranormal Show is back. Join me, Nikki Gokul, and guests for live chats about the paranormal. Ghost stories. UFOs. Conspiracy theories. Ancient alien technology. Exposing the frauds. And local urban legends. Join me on Friday night, 9 p.m. on NLPI Radio.